Proverbs 11:27 says, "He that diligently seeketh good procureth favor, but he that seeketh mischief, it shall come unto him." As a young boy, I remember being told that if you go looking for trouble, you'll find it. That was a warning. I remember learning that while there are exceptions, it's a general truth that if you work hard, you're honest and respectable, then life will be better than it will if you go looking for trouble. As I grew up, my life went through four basic stages. First, there was the stage of innocence from birth to my teen years. Then what I would call the stage of wickedness from about the time I became a teenager till age 19 when I got saved. Then the third stage would be as an immature Christian. I would mark as from the time I got saved at age 19 till about the time I was around 35 years old. And then finally, this stage I'm in now, maturing Christian from about age 35 to the present. Now, your life may be a little less cut and dry than mine, but I'll add that I would never declare myself in a category called matured Christian. I expect to be maturing until I'm taken out of this world and into His presence, and only at that moment will I consider myself matured in a past tense, as I'll be glorified at that time and I'll be in His perfect, sinless image with all the other saints in His glory. Passages like 1 John 3:2 tell us this. "Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is." Until then, we are maturing as Christians. But the truth of this proverb was something I learned while still unsaved and in my wickedness stage. I wasn't even under any real sense of conviction yet when several people died all within a short amount of time of each other. And one in particular was called a premature death, which struck me as a strange phrase since I wasn't sure when a death was not premature as far as the deceased is concerned. But this healthy, good-looking young man fell out of a window drunk. He was two or three stories up and landed on his neck. He was dead in an instant. And several of us had just been talking about how miserable and hopeless he seemed. Of course, none of us had expected such a horrible thing to happen to him. But we all recognized that he had no purpose to his life. He had everything going for him. Looks, brains, and youth, you know, everything. Except Jesus. And as our text says, he was always seeking mischief. And it came to him. That was one of those stunning moments that began to wake me up. At that point, I would not have referred to this proverb to describe what I was seeing, but this jumped out at me from the pages of the Bible once I got saved and began reading it with interest. "He that diligently seeketh good procureth favor, but he that seeketh mischief, it shall come to him, come unto him." And I confirmed that with my life, but I saw it over and over in many lives, those around me. It was the practical experience of the truth of this proverb that began to prick my conscience, and it turned me just enough from mischief that it eventually led me to the reality that the only favor I could obtain for my soul was found in Jesus Christ. His Spirit broke my wicked heart and showed me the favor of the forgiveness of sins by my Heavenly Father, if I would surrender to the gospel truth of how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. 1 Corinthians 15:3 and 4. I was brought to my knees in repentance as I turned with faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ. And since then, as a believer, as long as I have followed His word, I have procured His favor. As the song says, "Count your many blessings, name them one by one. I don't have enough time to count them all." And that is God's offer to every sinner who will face his or her lost condition and turn to God for His favor. His gift of eternal salvation is available to all who will seek His goodness, the goodness of His grace in the gospel of Jesus Christ.